Well, you know, back in 1977, I was the first newsman on the scene of a train disaster at Granville, in Sydney's Granville, and I spent the next 48 hours at that train crash. And it was one of Australia's worst train crashes, but one other train crash that doesn't sort of get, well, it doesn't get the publicity of the Granville train disaster. And of course, I've attended quite a number of memorial services at Granville and stood in the church with the surviving relatives and people who did survive that fateful day. But there was one other train crash that doesn't get the sort of publicity that the Granville train disaster gets. Because on February 7th, this day in 1969, 9 people died and more than 100 were injured when the Sydney to Melbourne overnight train, the Southern Aurora, ploughed head-on into a Sydney-bound goods train near Violet Town in northeast Victoria. About 10 kilometres prior to the crossing loop, you know, where the two trains were set to pass one another, the driver of the passenger train, John Bowden, suffered a heart attack and died. Now, the train carrying crew and more than 190 passengers ploughed past a red signal at 110 k's an hour and collided head-on with that goods train. Now, the Southern Aurora bore the brunt of the impact, with several carriages flung into the air and another 6 derailed. Despite the scale of this incident, as I said, the tragedy has never really been formally recognised. But local historian Bruce Cumming and the Southern Aurora Memorial Committee have worked very hard to establish a memorial garden and also a 4-day commemorative event, lots of events to commemorate this, not to celebrate it, but to commemorate it in honour of the people who died that fateful day. And Bruce Cumming joins me on the line. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning.
Bruce, thank you for joining us. I believe you've been up since early morning and you had a very, quite an emotional ceremony early this morning.
Yes, 6:30 we started what we've called a commemoration vigil, and that was on the site of the collision. And of course, the site of the crash itself was nearly a kilometre long when you take into account all the damage done, etc. But it is right on the railway crossing, which is on the south side of Violet Town. And yes, it was terrific to see all the people come along to that.
Tell me, you agree with me that this doesn't get the media coverage and people talking about it like the Granville train disaster that I attended. This one, the Southern Aurora. In fact, this morning when I saw that, I went, oh wow, yes, I remember now the Southern Aurora. But it's not something that comes to mind with most Australians, and you believe it should.
Yes, look, I certainly do personally. I remember the day, and my parents and my two older brothers were all involved in assisting at the time and in the days following for that, you know, as well. And while I was 15, it sort of hearing it and knowing what that meant, it sort of never left me. And I've often thought, why is it that we haven't sort of really acknowledged this properly? Not just because of the hurt and the injury and the loss and that sort of thing, but you know, the contribution of people from the community who just happened to come across the crash, they were driving around the highway, or local people, was just phenomenal, and it's really substantially unreported. So I started putting a history together, I guess, the day afterwards. So I've still got the newspaper I put aside on the 8th of February 1969. And because I was always intrigued, being a kid, I was at school, so I wasn't involved, and I could see my parents were upset, I could see my brothers were upset, and I knew the whole community had involvement, and it sort of remained a mystery. So in some ways, that sort of drove me on. And then I was contacted about 7 years ago by the little girl who was rescued, the 6-year-old, who sadly lost her mother and her sister in the crash. And she made contact, trying to find out more about the day, and rang me, worked out that our family was involved, and tracked me down. And we've made friends with her. She lives at Townsville, and unfortunately rang me yesterday to say that she couldn't come today or at all for the weekend because of the floods, which is a real shame, because she certainly was looking forward to it, yes.
That's very...
There's quite a few Queensland connections, yeah.
Yeah. Now, you said you remember it. How old were you at the time, Bruce?
I was 15.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you were old enough to get. Now, what was your first impression?
Oh, yes,
what was your first impression when you arrived?
Now, you're talking about today, or you?
No,
talking...
I'm talking about on that fateful day.
Yeah. Look, on that day, I was a school kid, so I was preparing for school. So I heard it and I saw the smoke go up, but I wasn't involved in that myself.
Yeah.
And I guess because my family and neighbours, et cetera, were, that's, I guess, why I remained interested to find out more about it.
You said you heard the noise. It must have been a horrific crash.
It was just a terrible sound, and it went on for quite some time, maybe 10 or 12 seconds, something like that. There were 7, as I remember, very loud sounds, and not a sound I can really describe. Yeah, so...
During all of this, Bruce, and I mentioned his name this morning, I guess the driver of of the Southern Aurora, John Bowden, what do we know about him? He suffered a heart attack and he died, of course, but what do we know about John Bowden?
What we know about him is he was considered the best driver of the S-Class diesel locomotives. And you know, very well regarded, yeah, very highly regarded by his peers as well. A couple of them have said to me he was of the old school driver, and he'd come from the age of steam, and he was very reliable. So it was a terrible shock to, you know, his friends, his local community in Wodonga, and, you know, everybody associated with it since.
What about his family? Does his family take part in any of this?
Sorry, I missed that.
Does his family take part in any of this?
We haven't heard from them, and I've asked people within the sort of the railways fraternity, etc., to find family or relations, yep. And no one has been able to provide that information for us, sadly.
And
but
Bruce,
we would love for them to be part of it because they suffered through this as much as anybody else.
Absolutely. Bruce, and just finally, just tell us what you're doing and what you really want for this to become a permanent thing. So what sort of things do you want in place to acknowledge this particular crash back on this day?
I guess what we want to do is try and get this back in the memory of the community. You talk to anyone under, say, 50 years of age and they don't even know what you're talking about. So if we can get it back into the collective consciousness of Australia, I think that would be an achievement. It just seems to have been just sort of faded away. And you know, considering the nature of it, you know, it was an iconic best train in Australia, if not the world, by some people's standards, for something like this to happen and not be sort of properly acknowledged is, yeah, just a bit of a lost opportunity. But certainly locally, we're keen to acknowledge that hundreds and hundreds of people are involved in so many different ways at the time. And so it's an acknowledgement of them as much as it is the tragedy and the loss. And a lot of those people and families remain bound together in some ways. You know, they met at the time, they took people in and accommodated them or nursed them or, you know, looked after their children. Some of them went to local schools. There's a whole lot of community connections happened. And for us to be able to acknowledge and record that, it's telling a bit of history which has never been told.
Fantastic, Bruce. Well, look, good luck today and I hope it all goes well. Do you remember, I played it a little bit earlier on the program.
Yeah.
Do you remember the Joy Boys did the Southern Aurora song?
Yes, that's right. I think they might have called it Rora or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. And I played it this morning.
I do remember that.
Yeah, it brought back a lot of memories to me of the Southern Aurora, and it was a beautiful train. Does the Southern Aurora still exist in some form?
It does exist in several forms. There's a fairly full set, I understand, owned by New South Wales Railways, their heritage branch, which they hire out for various companies doing special runs, etc. There was a pretty full set at Canberra, which was sold when they had financial problems. But the majority of those cars have been bought by a fellow in Canberra who is restoring carriages at this very moment in New South Wales.
Wow.
Ready to set up. Yeah, and he's doing a beautiful job restoring them back to better than original, if you like. We have a car ourselves here that we've had donated to us by the Victorian Railways, V-Line, and we are going to, it's completely stripped bare, but we're going to restore that. So it's a shining example of what a good sleeper car looked like. and the insides of that will set up as some sort of museum display area, yet to be determined. So we're still fundraising to allow all this to happen. This is all community funds and grants that we're relying on. So, there's a lot to go with this project to have a permanent mark so that people who have an interest or an association with it can come here, they can learn things and they can be part of understanding, you know, the community upwelling of support that was expressed at the time.
Bruce, congratulations. Well done. And great that you're doing this. It's a terrific effort you're putting in. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you so much. Good talking to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Bruce.
Bye then.
Bye. There's Bruce there, and he's back to those activities today that are happening there. But just repeating, on February the 7th, on this day in 1969, 9 people died and more than 100 were injured when the Sydney to Melbourne overnight train Southern Aurora ploughed head-on into a Sydney-bound goods train near Violet Town in northeast Victoria. So, the John Bowden, the driver, suffered a heart attack. He died. He was never to know what was going to be a result of that. But I think the whole town there, Violet Town, and all of the memorial committee should be congratulated for not letting this die. Because when people die in these sort of tragedies in Australia, same with the Granville train disaster, we need to remember and we need to honour those people and those that they left behind. I'll play some of this as well. This is I played it earlier, but let's play a little bit again if you didn't hear it. The Joy Boys and their song about the Southern Aurora. But they called it the Southern... Bruce was right. They called it the Southern Roarer.